Dear Diary, it's me again, Benny. Have you missed me? I've been so busy recently, you know, saving the world a few times, that sort of thing. But now the world is safe again.
Oh, yes it is, Woolsey.
Now, that takes me back.
The Princess Bernice and Woolsey the Cat.
Oh, walk slower, Wolves. If I put my feet down too hard, these glass slippers will create a horrible ankle hemorrhaging situation.
The King's balls get bigger every year.
But it wasn't just one big party, was it?
Now, look at the floor. It's a complicated pattern. But what it almost certainly comes down to is, don't step on the white tiles.
These puzzles are often deceptively simple. You see, you're getting an archaeology field trip after all. Watch the expert. As I said, it all comes down to don't step on the black tiles. You think that would have put me off field trips with my students for a while, wouldn't you? Not me. Always a glutton for punishment, I am. Although, remind me not to say that when Jason's around. He gets excited when I say the word punishment.
Oh, the ships are sitting duck.
Can't you take evasive action?
Evasive what? What do you think this is, a battleship? It takes 15 minutes to make a 45-degree turn.
Oh my God, the screen's full of them. Do we have weapons?
No.
Force field, shields, anything defensive?
Nope.
What about ordinary equipment we can use as a weapon or a disguise or something?
Oh, you mean like confusing their targeting systems by ejecting the cargo? Fill the space between us with millions of tons of rice grapes, that sort of thing.
Oh my God, Benny, yes, exactly that. Can you do it?
Nope.
My life is just one close shave.
We have to go back.
Don't be stupid, Bernice. We've got what we came for. We have to get this away from the Sunless permanently.
Bernice? Dr. Kitzinger? I know you can hear me. Bring me the visionary, or Jason dies.
Oh, Jason. After all that, I really didn't think I'd see my darling ex-husband again. Shows how wrong a girl can be.
Ugh, what sort of person calls on a girl before 3 p.m. on a weekend, eh, Woolsey? Well, it's not fair.
All right! Oh, goddess.
Hello, Benny. Don't I even get a hug?
No, you bloody don't. What exactly are you doing here, Jason Kane?
I can tell you're pleased to see me. Your nose always crinkles up.
Actually, I was wondering if Woolsey had thrown up something.
Oh, no, it's your aftershave. Sorry.
And despite that, I followed him all the way back to Babylon, where I met some very special people.
Who are the pair of you?
We're travellers.
You have come from some country beyond the ones I know. One of the cold lands. Beyond the sea.
Even further than that.
Calm down. Look, please will you come with me? Because let me tell you, I'm puffed from chasing you around this damn city. If you'd rather take your chances, I'll leave you to it.
I'll come with you.
You see, he just needs to sleep it off.
I want to talk to you, young lady. Return here tomorrow.
Oh, sure. In the morning.
Considering the way my party is going. Make that late in the morning.
And that was the first time I saved the Earth. But it certainly wasn't the last time. You know, most archaeologists would love the chance to go back to the past, really see how things were. But I bet none of them would believe just how smelly history can be. Or how dangerous.
Hey.
Benny?
What's that smell?
I can't smell anything.
Like ammonia. Come on, down here.
Oh, Benny, really, this
is... I think something's going to happen. Keep still. Don't let it see us.
Spring heel, Jack.
No, this is real. Just keep quiet.
It will kill us.
No, it hasn't even seen us. Keep absolutely still.
No, oh, keep away. Come on, Benny.
No, we should come back.
Oh, Benny.
A world full of insects.
Bring a chair in and tie her to it.
Yes, Mr. Khan.
Oh, don't go to any trouble on my account.
It is no trouble, I assure you.
No! Oh, get off! Ugh.
Thank you. You may leave us now.
But Mr. Khan...
Leave us.
Yes, Mr. Khan.
Okay, Khan. What's this all about?
Insects, Professor Summerfield.
So,
I saved the world again. Got shot at, jumped on, tied up. Another thing not to mention to Jason. And just when I thought things couldn't possibly get any worse, I found myself in the middle of the Second World War.
Stay where you are. I'm armed.
Oh, goddess.
Who are you? Oh, wait. Your face looks familiar.
No, I've just arrived on the island. My name is Bernice Summerfield. I am an agent of a hostile power. I am unarmed. I surrender. One of the most traumatic times of my life. Of both our lives.
Not yet. You don't know Benny. She always saves the day.
Oh, give me something to live up to, why don't you?
Live up to? I'm sorry, Miss Summerfield, but that is irrelevant. You see, you are both dead.
There were a few times when I thought I'd never get home again. But here I am, back in the 26th century at last. Back to a steady, uneventful life. You know, now I come to think of it, I had some fun, didn't I? I wonder how long this peaceful bit is going to last. Oh, I could do with a bit of excitement again.
Benny? Come back to bed.
Excitement beckons. Oh, extract ends.